savings and 12-month interest-free financing. See store for details. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP.
Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
So did you end up with a telephone that had a camera built into it that now is not allowed in your at your gym?
Apparently, I'm the only one that doesn't have that, because everybody I know is like, hey, check it out, look at this, click, click, and they're taking pictures. And I'm like, what is this junk? Everybody has this. Well, I mean, I knew it was there, but I didn't think it would catch on.
Yeah, the problem I had with it was, like, that is the worst looking picture I've ever seen. If people email it to you and everything, it's like, do I have chicken pox, smallpox, or the measles? What is that that's on my face?
Mad cow disease.
Mad cow disease.
Hey, so, these aren't allowed in gyms?
Oh, there's lots of places where they're not allowed. Think about the ramifications.
In the locker room, we got some problems, some issues.
So they're actually, now there's rules.
Come see Ken Colburn in all of his manhood online at KenColburnsManhood.com.
Not going to happen.
Already there, baby.
I don't go to the gym.
Already there.
Oh, superimposing. Well, as long as you're there. Technology, obviously, this rollout of all this cool stuff, and the original intent was kind of cool, and then you start hearing about stories about how people are using it to, you know, take it to shopping malls and you know, the whole skirt cam thing and just ridiculous things.
I never even thought of that. See, look
just
at this.
Out of control.
You know what? Yesterday I was at MVD trying to deal with a big problem where they screwed up.
What's that acronym?
Motor Vehicle Division.
All right.
Sorry about that. Apparently, when I went online and got renewed my plates last year, something happened with their system and it only half renewed. And anyway, long story short, I go to the place because I have to go down there because there's no other way to do this now because they screwed something up.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is my fault and I pay the penalties, which is really kind of another funny story. But anyway.
Yeah.
They have a testing area where if you're going to take your driver's test now, you have to check your cell phone and your PDA and any of that kind of stuff before you go take the test, because apparently people were coming in and cheating on the test and either calling people or instant messaging people or having a bunch of notes in there, so they would cheat on the test with this. So now you have to check in all your devices, which another thing you never would have thought of, you know, without these products. So.
Ain't technology grand? Well, that's what we're talking about, is the grand technology of 2003. When we come back from this news break, we're going to have Adam on with his product review and we'll see what a 13-year-old thinks of the year 2003, as well as you and your calls and questions. 602-277-5827 or
digitally at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section, and there you can ask a question, make a suggestion, and see all the links to all the things we're talking about. More Computer Corner when we return.
Oh, time to take off the boots and red belt.